Hi, thanks so much for reaching out. So you're asking a really important and fundamental question about all of emunah and bitachon and how exactly it works. And that is, sometimes we speak about bitachon when we ask Hashem for something and we rely on Him and He comes through for us in the way that we desire. And ultimately, that's one of the highest levels of bitachon. However, you're asking, what about when Hashem does not come through for us? What is our response to that situation? So really, what we have to remind ourselves all the time is we get so caught up in our lives in this world. And one of the most fundamental pillars of Judaism and really of life, if you just take the teachings of so many, I'll just give you the Maaseh Yesharim as one, is that we have to remember that life is very temporary. Even 120 full years is so short in comparison to eternity. Remember what eternity is. Remember just the famous mashal that we've quoted numerous times. Imagine you have a stadium full to the top, filled with sand, and every 1,000 years, a little bird comes and takes one grain of sand out of that stadium. How long is it going to take to empty that stadium? It's going to take a very, 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 very long time. Billions and trillions and gazillions of years. That is still not eternity. Eternity is forever. So when you compare 120 years to eternity, it's like a joke. It's so small in the bigger picture of things. So because eternity and the afterlife is something that's more abstract to most of us, and it's not something that we're living with in this world, it's much harder to relate to it. And then most of us, we relate to things that are going on in this world in a much easier way. But the whole work, a big, huge part of the work of Emunah is digesting and internalizing that we're going to another world, we're going to eternity. And the reason why it's so important, it's easy, most of us, we ask, do you believe in Olam Haba? Yes. But there's many levels on how strongly do I believe in Olam Haba, in the next world, in the afterlife. And the reason it makes such a difference, the level that we work on internalizing that belief in the next world, is because that will make all the difference in how we answer this question, exactly what you're asking. Again, such an important fundamental question. How do we respond? It's very nice when we ask it, when we dive into Hashem for things, when we rely on Him for things and He comes through for us. That's amazing, because we feel like we're being rewarded. But what about when it seems to not only that He's not answering us, but it seems to go backwards? It seems like we're relying on Him and things get worse for me. It seems like I'm diving to him to get health, get parnasa, get whatever else I need. And it actually seems like now my situation has turned for the worse. And it's not like 3 days later it turns for the better. It's currently just getting worse and worse. So again, we have to do a few things. The bottom line take home, like the pasuk says in the many sources, kavel Hashem chazak ve'amitzel becha v'kavel Hashem. You have to hope again and again and again to Hashem and continue to pray even if it seems like He's not coming through. That is our mitzvah. And we got to continue to always have more hope, more prayer, more emunah bitachon, and never, ever, ever give up reaching out to Hashem, relying on Hashem, davening to Hashem. But what's a much more important take home is that a much more meaningful and important and way greater reward than receiving anything you could be davening for. And that could be if a person's davening for $1 billion or anything, any huge salvation, a way greater the reward than receiving even that $1 billion or any other great salvation that a person really, really needs, is just being on the journey of emunah and bitachon. Because we got to remind ourselves what all the Torah commentaries teach, that the whole point of this world is for the sake of emunah and bitachon. And again, Hashem does not expect us to be greater than our maximum capacity. So to reach the highest levels of emunah and bitachon today is not within our maximum capacity. But being on the journey and doing our best to constantly be learning about it, to constantly be talking to Hashem, asking Him to help me grow on the ladder of emunah and bitachon, to constantly be on that journey is what we can do. And remember what all the Torah sources teach us. So many Torah sources we went through in the Torah sources themselves in the Transforming Bitachon series and in many other times also we've been through them, because it's so important to emphasize the whole point of the whole Torah is for the sake of bitachon. The whole point of every mitzvah we do is for the sake of bitachon, and much more powerful statements than even that, which I'm not going to go through now. But seeing as the whole point of our life is to earn the next world for ourselves, and the main way that we do that, Torah, mitzvahs, etc., but a summary of the whole thing is emunah and bitachon. Emunah and bitachon is really what the whole purpose of Torah mitzvahs is for. So that being the case, even when Hashem didn't come through for me in the way that I desired, if I am reaching out to Him, if I'm relying on Him, if I'm talking to Him, if I'm trying to build my emunah and bitachon that He's the only one that can help me, you have achieved way more than anything you can achieve in this world. So again, it takes a bit of maturity in our level of climbing of in the hierarchy of bitachon to believe that anything I can achieve in this world or that Hashem can give me in this world is way smaller than the true reward. Just being on the bitachon journey, just doing your best, yes, you don't You don't see in an obvious fashion that reward today sometimes, because the main reward is for the afterlife. But it takes belief, and again, a certain maturity in that belief, that I understand that one day I'm going to get a reward way greater than this world. So it's a certain destination that we know that we've reached in our quest for emunah and bitachon, is when we receive things in this world. Of course, it excites us and it makes us happy, and we thank Hashem for them. But much greater than that is just an appreciation for being on the bitachon journey, for trusting in Hashem, for telling Him, "I know You can help me in this situation. I know that You can take me out of it in a second. I'm relying on You, Hashem, to take me out of it in this. Bezrat Hashem, please, Hashem, take me out of this situation. I'm only coming to You. I know that anything and everyone else, no one can help me. No situation can help me. It's 100% exclusively You, Hashem." The more sincere you are in doing that, that is the reward. Not obviously just having a relationship with Hashem is a huge reward, but besides for that experience, just the tremendous reward that is in store for us in the next world is way, way greater than anything that we are going to receive in this world. So Bezrat Hashem, all of us, we should merit to see the things that we want in this world, but much more importantly, to be on the Emunah Bitachon journey truly, and truly digest that what is in store for us in the afterlife in Olam Haba is way, way greater than anything else we could imagine in this world. And therefore, just being on the Emunah Bitachon journey, which is ultimately the whole purpose of Torah mitzvahs, is so worthwhile in its own right. We should all be zoche to that, Bezrat Hashem.